This is the Marketing Development Podcast, brought to you by the Marketing Development Academy, the online community designed to help you develop your marketing business, skills, and career by exploring the world of marketing and entrepreneurship. Here is your host, Pete Everett.
Welcome to this episode of the Marketing Development Podcast. My name is Pete Everett, and today I'm going to talk to you about that moment when you've just sold a brand new client retainer and the initial excitement has all happened, that the sale's been made, and then all of a sudden there's this realization that now you need to deliver. And you don't just need to deliver once, but you need to deliver every month over and over again for the rest of time. No, not quite that long, but you get the point. What I want to talk to you is about how you manage clients at the start of retained agreements. And this can be something that is massively overwhelming and can seem like it can sort of take the shine off the whole process a little bit, if I'm being perfectly honest. And from the customer side, of course, there's also a risk that they may get some buyer's remorse. If you don't know what buyer's remorse is, it's basically that feeling of doubt you get when you make a new commitment to something. So, I don't know, maybe that's buying a new car or booking a new holiday or whatever it might be. But when you've made that commitment to something big, something ongoing, something that's going to be an investment and cost you a reasonable amount of cash, there's often that problem, that issue, that niggle of doubt that comes into the client's mind. And as an agency, it's our job to deal with that, to make sure that they know that they have made the right decision and that we are the right person to be working with them. So we've got a number of strategies that we use. Some of these I use through my agency, So, others we use at SEO Hive, which is a productized service we have to deliver for our clients every month as we're delivering SEO for them. So I'll jump into those in a moment. But I just wanted to make sure that right from the outset, you understand that this is your responsibility. As the agency, you need to have thought this stuff through. Because if you haven't, then actually what starts happening is people start scrapping around to show value. You maybe hold back on some of the information you need to give to the client if it's not particularly good news. I don't know. Basically, you start scratching around and either you end up giving too much work away because you're trying to over-service the client in order to please them, or the client doesn't really leave with that sense of confidence that they've made the right decision. And I don't know how most contracts anyway work with a period of time whereby it could be cancelled. So you don't want to run the risk of that either. So right at the top of this, you do need to think about, what are you saying about how your retainers work in your initial communications? So by that I mean, have you got something about it on your website? Write a blog about it. Write a post about it. Have a page linked to somewhere. Make sure that that page is in your proposal documents or in the emails that you send to your clients as you're onboarding them, so that they have been notified of this. Whether they've read it or not is entirely up to them, but at least you have done your legwork in showing it to them. What have you put in your emails as you've been agreeing the terms of the sale? And what is in your documentation, like your proposal templates, etc.? You know, include things like a what happens next section. So if you agree to this proposal, what happens next is this. And then outline an initial schedule, even if it's just a sample schedule or a milestone schedule, so that a client can get a flavor of what's coming next and how that's, you know, basically so they know what's going to feel normal when they've signed this agreement and sent it to you. If they're not going to hear from you for 3 days, they need to know that. Otherwise, they're going to really be starting to feel some sort of big time buyer's remorse, and you don't want that to happen. The next thing is, don't be afraid to tackle topics head on. So the retainers are great because they build monthly recurring revenue for your business. And the world has decided that we all want to work in monthly chunks of time. Your mortgage goes out on a monthly schedule. If you have car payments, they'll go out on a monthly schedule. Loan payments, credit cards, everything works on monthly schedules. So monthly contracts for your clients is a brilliant idea because it fits in with the rhythm of everything else. However, the reality of it is that some pieces of work are going to take longer than a month to complete. Some things just take longer than that. And particularly with SEO Hive or with the SEO retainers we deliver, you know, your results are essentially relying upon Google updating itself. That's really when you can start to show results to the client. Now, that could take 10 days, 2 weeks, 3 weeks maybe to happen. So actually, in the first month, unless you action something in the first 2 or 3 days, you're not realistically going to be able to report on that 3 or 4 weeks later when you come to the end of that month. So don't be afraid to tackle the subject that, you know, something is going to happen, something that we need to do is going to take more than a month's worth of work. We'll get it done, and we expect it to take 2 months or 3 months, however long you expect it to take. But you need to be clear with the client that we're now working on something that is going to take more than 1 month of effort, and therefore it is not you are not going to see the results for this in your first payment. Alongside doing that, however, and this is a technique that we use in our agency and at SEO Hive, is prioritize some of those big things alongside some small things. So you still need to be showing that you're working. If you can still start demonstrating that you're ticking things off the list, even if it's just some of the smaller stuff, that it gives you something that you can at least go back to your client with and say, look, we're still working on this thing over here, but whilst we've been on, we've also managed to knock these 3, 4, 5 things off the list. They're not going to have a massive impact, but hey, we don't need to do them again. They're off the list. They're off the to-do list. So, you know, we've made some progress. Another thing that you need to do when you're managing clients at the start of retainers is identifying what is going to demonstrate results to them fast versus what's going to be a longer burn. And sometimes in order to understand that, you need to dig a little bit deeper into their businesses. Anybody that's been through the Demystifying SEO course that I put on a year or so ago has the very first module of that includes something called the Circle of Truth. And this is basically a kind of ripple effect where if you think of having 3 or 4 concentric circles, and the innermost one is your statement of fact. So you look back with your client over the last 12 months of their operations, and you look at 8 distinct metrics. And off the top of my head, I'm not going to be able to remember what they all are, but they are things like turnover, profit, number of clients, number of sales, number of leads, average lifetime customer value, and there's a couple of others. And then what you do with each concentric circle moving out is you then work those things up in annual sort of boundaries. So you speak to your client, and I don't know, let's say that they say, right, we want to be a $5 million turnover business, or a £5 million turnover business. And at the moment, we're at £750,000. And we want to get there in 3 years. So you've got your inner circle, and then you've got 3 rings. You jump straight to the outside ring and say, right, in 3 years, you want to be at 5 million. So your turnover instantly goes in at 5 million. And then you figure out what the multiplier is from 750,000 to 5 million. And you go and multiply all of the other figures by that multiplier. So that means that, I don't know, let's say to do their 750,000, they needed 1,000 leads, for example. And you're now going to times that by 8-ish, 7 or 8. So that means you're going to need 7,500 leads. So where are those leads going to come from? Who deals with those leads? How many sales staff have you got? So do you realize that in order to deal with 7,500 leads, you're going to need an extra 8 people in your sales team, for example? And all of a sudden, the client starts to backpedal a little bit, because not only do they see the big number, the sort of lottery number of 5 million turnover, they actually start to see what that means for them in their business. So you can then start to reconfigure things a little bit. So to say, right, so rather than actually working with 7,500 leads, what if we worked with 3,500 leads? But in order to do that, you're going to need to increase your customer value from wherever it is to the new figure, and you can figure that out what it is, you know, on the fly. So you're starting to restructure the way their business works a little bit, essentially to make them more efficient. That's really what you're doing. And then once you understand that, you can then start to fit in. So if we're going to do this through content, through your website, then we need your website to be able to do X. We need it to be able to do Y. We need content about this so that we're educating people. And we need to put, I don't know, maybe an email sequence in place to hand over some of this information, because there's so much that you're going to have to do over and over again. So all of a sudden, you can see that they've signed up for an SEO retainer with me. But before I really get onto SEO work, there's other things to do with their business that we need to get in place. Because if I start the SEO work and start getting you too many leads, A, that are in the wrong place, or B, that your company can't handle, then you're just really setting yourself up for a fail. And that's going to make you look bad. It's going to make me look bad. You're not going to be particularly happy with me. And actually, I'm just trying to give you the right advice. So let's work through this together. If you want to look, check out the Demystifying SEO course, by the way, just head over to marketingdevelopment.academy and it'll forward you straight on. It's the only page on that website at the moment. But it's still live. It's still there. So by going through that process, we start to identify what will demonstrate results to the client quickly, and they may not always be SEO tasks. It might not always be SEO results, but actually efficiency results for the client that we're actually bothered about. Now, as I said, in reality, some of this work's going to take longer than a month to complete, and that's absolutely fine. So another tactic that we often use is to call the first 3 months something else. So maybe you want to call that a startup phase or something. And then the way our retainers work is we then factor in a quarterly review anyway. So our retainers normally work by having a monthly call with the client. A monthly meeting with them if we can meet them in person. And then we talk about what we've done over the last month, what the results have been, and what's the plan for the next month. But every quarter, we spend a little bit more time realigning what we're doing in line with those goals, so that every 3 months, we're checking in to say, not only are we working, but actually to say, are we working in the right direction? Because if we just go a degree or two off at this part of the plan, then actually when we get 3 years down the line, we could be in a very different place to where you actually want to be. So we need to keep ourselves honest. And by putting that in place, as I say, it means we can then call the first phase, the first 3 months, something else. Just give it a name, the startup phase. And this startup phase gets referred to right back in your proposal document. So in what happens next, you then have the first thing that happens is we get your billing set up and we organize our very first meeting so we can kick off our startup phase that is going to last 3 months. And at our first quarterly review, we will bring this startup phase to a conclusion where we will have a solid plan for the next 3 years. We will have started on your SEO work and we will have started upon some efficiency modeling in your business in order to make sure that you can handle the new leads that we're going to get you. Sounds good, doesn't it, already? The point of that, though, is it also means that that startup phase has an end point. So whilst you're managing your clients through the start of this retainer, the reality is you're probably going to overservice them a little bit, but it gives you a point by which you can say, right, that's the startup phase done. So from here on, it looks like this. And because it's now 3 months down the line and the client's had 3 months of work from you, they're used to paying you money, they know how the billing works, they've seen some results, they trust you because you're all of a sudden not just talking about SEO, but talking to their sales team, all of this other stuff. It means that as you then move into the kind of maintenance mode, which is the mode that you can keep on going for month after month after month after month, you're in control of that process. This also comes through the fact or the practice of how you communicate with your clients. The reality of it is that long-standing clients are more willing to pick up the phone or drop you an email and just get in touch when they feel ready, especially if they know that the next meeting is in the diary, because they're going to be, they're going to be more confident of saying, right, okay, so I'll speak to that. I'm speaking to Pete next week. I'll mention that to him then. New clients, however, you need to drive that conversation, because that is all about having basically getting over that buyer's remorse again, that you need to prove to them that their investment in you is worth what you're charging them. But also, they won't just see the monthly fee, they'll times it by 12. And you know, so if you're charging them $500 a month, then that's a $6,000 a year sale. So that's what you they're expecting, that $6,000 of quality right up at the start. So you need to be driving that conversation. I hope you found this episode useful. Show notes for this episode can be found at peteeverett.com/111. And I look forward to speaking to you next week when we've got the fantastic Nick Gulick on the show all the way from Oz. So I'll speak to you then.